In the days of old, before the Spirit came to dwell in man, you sought to live among your people. You came too close, fire on the mountain, glory in the cloud. But they drew back, they were afraid. They said, do not speak to us, lest we die. Yet one man dared. Moses drew near, he stayed where you were. 40 days, 40 nights, no bread, no water, satisfied by your voice. He spoke with you as a friend, he stood between wrath and mercy. He negotiated destinies, he carried nations in his prayers. And when he came down, even his body had changed. His face burned with light, he was never the same. No striving, just staying. And it bud and it blossomed, and it bore fruit. Arguments were silenced, authority was settled. Life answered to presence. If dead things respond to your nearness, what excuse does my life have to remain barren when I can stay? Why should I live beneath shadows when the substance dwells within? Why should I tremble at a distance when you have made me your dwelling place? Father, pull me closer, let every distraction fall away. Let hunger swallow convenience, let desire consume fear. I refuse a lesser walk, I refuse a borrowed fire. Distant God, when you have come this near, oh. A living offering, my life upon your altar, holy yours. I do not come and go, I do not touch and turn away. I stay, let my day speak devotion, let my obedience burn, let my life answer your nearness until nothing in me resists you. Let my stay and speak, let my presence carry weight. Let my life be evidence that men can walk with God, not rushing out. Let glory be my language. Let staying be my obedience. Oh, the presence of the Lord. Oh, the presence of the Lord, the God who dwells within. Help me to stay in your presence. Help me to stay in your presence. Deal with the flesh that fights my call, and give me grace to stay with you until I am glorified in your presence. Oh, the presence of the Lord. Oh, the presence of the Lord.